Go ahead.
Yeah. And how do you feel these days?
These days,
maybe I feel stressed out.
Six tests. Yeah.
For me, I have 8 tests.
Really?
Yeah. but I don't feel stressed out. Yeah. At all. I don't feel stressed out. But these days, very peaceful and my. I think I'm very easygoing now.
Yeah. I think you're overwhelmed.
I
think so. You're overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah.
Why do you think so? Yeah.
Just, I'm a very stressful person, but you're a very easygoing person.
And then, so I'm overwhelmed. By what?
By your schedules and tests, so you just overcome.
Overcome, yeah. Actually, I feel stressed out very user. Yeah, but now I don't, because I usually. But these days, I usually pray for God.
Are you Christian?
Yeah, Catholic. So that's so helpful to handle the stress.
Yeah, it's true.
So I don't feel stressed. Yeah, I feel very comfortable.
Yeah. So do
peaceful.
You have 8 classes?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
19 schools or?
19 schools. Actually, I took the 22 scores, but I gave them 3 scores.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I failed the application. I applied for the presentation. Yeah, presentation. Because there is so many people in the class, and professor said we have to choose just only 36 groups. Yeah, and 36 people, and so I handling application, but professor said no.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't.
Yeah,
so I think maybe I have to retake. I have to cancel the class, and then after I prepare more. yeah, so. Maybe next semester I'll take the class again.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you feel? When do you feel stressed?
Stressful. These days, I'm getting stressful because. Because of my friends.
Friends?
Yeah. Cause, in this university, in my friends, I have one Christian friend. So it's really stressful because I'm Christian and I want to express and talk about the Christian things and about God.
Yeah.
And about like the things, but you know, they usually don't like that things. And
well, there is so many Christians in this university. There is CC, do you know CCC?
Yeah.
And other Christian groups.
Yeah, but I don't have enough time to join.
And
that.
You need to
yeah.
just friends.
Yeah, friends.
Or
very
Christian.
Intimate friends. But there is only one friend, so yeah, we're very struggling to.
Struggling? What?
Yeah. Because it's very hard to Christian to handling problems with not Christian people, because it's very basic and natural things that to relationship with God is very natural to us, but they're not. So we think just the way that, you know, they're Christian, but they don't, so it's
yeah, I heard about so many things, Christian things, yeah. I think they are a little bit strict to pray and think about God.
So, because it's not strict.
Strict?
Yeah,
not
it's
strict.
It's not about strict. It's just very natural, and we want to do that, and just we want.
Maybe I can introduce to my friend, Christian friend, to you. Yeah, he's very holy.
Holy.
Not only he's very, very Christian, very Christian, and he's very good man, I think. Actually, my sister is Christian too.
Not Catholic.
Yeah. And my aunt and my mother is Christian too. But I'm Catholic, and my father and grandmother is. Buddha is my family is so mixed about religion.
And I feel stressful because of worrying about the future.
Future?
Yeah, I didn't decide yet. I didn't decide yet that what would be my job in the future. So, it's very stressful to decide.
For me, I don't feel like you, because not I am decided my jobs and my future, but I think, actually I'm easygoing person, so I think just, that will be okay. I feel stressed when I relate to my friends and my family, and so relate to my me.
Because why?
I think I'm very. I so often get hurt from other people.
From relationships.
Tiny words.
Yeah.
But I'm a shy person and timid.
Timid
person. But I feel I feel sad or worrying from the tiny words and tiny action. Because I'm very expect something from other people. I like other people's and I like people, and so I give my my love, my my love, and they don't actually they don't give it back to me. Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like a sad story. Okay, good. There's one thing I wanted to note about this definition of Christian. In English, we use that word a little differently, right? Do you know, in English, Catholics are Christian, right?
Yeah.
We count Catholic as Christian. So if you would say, do you know what sorry, I'm looking for my, here it is. In English, when we talk about the difference between Catholic and other Christian religions, we count Christian as including, you know, many, right? Including Catholic and what are you?
New Christian and old Christian.
Right, and Catholic tends to be older Christian religions. And the newer ones?
Yeah. That's right.
Protestant.
Protestant.
Right. And then there are also some, like, really new Christian religions that I don't know.
So do you know Kristo? Kristo.
I'm sorry, it's
it's
a Korean word, but I don't know exactly what it means.
Yeah, we use...
Christ.
Yeah, Christ.
Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you use still is religion.
Christ is very high class,
mm-hmm.
and everything, it includes everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and in English that word is Christian, actually. So people use Christian wrong when they say Christian equals Protestant. It's not, yeah. So, anyway. But, yeah, very interesting conversation. Okay, what are we going to talk about? I have to choose one. This is difficult. Let's talk about plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery?
What do you guys think about plastic surgery?
I think sometimes it's good. Yeah. Some people who are get hurt very badly, yeah, they need to have plastic surgery, and just usual people are, if they want, yeah, it's okay, but I'm not recommending. Right? Recommending? I don't like it, yeah, for me, just for me.
I think for normal people, it's not okay to have plastic surgery because it's. I heard that it's addictive. Yeah, because they can satisfy with it. So yeah, it can be very addictive. So they times and times sometimes they get surgery and they ruin their lives.
Do you know if you do eyeline?
Eyelid surgery?
Yeah. And when you die, you can close your eyes.
Really?
Yeah, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so weird.
That's ugly. Do you know anyone who's had plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Really?
My mother and my sister.
Is it that common?
Yeah. I blessed her.
Yeah, or
nose.
Do your friends feel happier after? Or?
I think so. It's like a kind of accessory. It's very. It's same.
Right.
But I feel more weird from piercing than plastic surgery.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My friends like piercing, so she used to pierce her nose and ears,
mm-hmm.
and tongues. Oh, it's very awful.
Interesting. What do you think about piercing?
Piercing. I think it's okay, but too much is preferred. It's very freaky.
Freaky. It's so. I think it feels very painful, and I don't like pain.
Yeah, I think it's very dangerous because in Korea they're actually they're not experts. Yeah, so I think it's
the people who do the piercing.
Yeah, it's a little bit dangerous.
Just. Not piercing, but just earring.
Mm-hmm.
And many students do that, yeah, just by using earring. Yeah.
And
pierce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. We need to stop soon, I think. But potato. I'm used to my. You know, in high school, my friend used to take an earring and a potato. Put the potato here to push the earring through so the earring would hit the potato, not your neck or something.
Not eating?
No, yeah. Okay, there's one thing I need to do. I need to mark your names. Dong Huan?
Yeah.
Is it Huan?
Huan.
W-H? Or H-W?
H-W.
And
Minju.
Okay, so you are number one. Okay, good. Your test is done. I hope your stress is relieved a little bit. Okay.